Welcome to the first Gobeski Wallace Report podcast. Tonight we'll be doing Best of IM Theater.
Was that my cue?
That is your cue.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you some science so you can cut that.
You know, the other thing is we don't really need to cut that either. I think it's fairly amusing. So we'll just keep all this. Go ahead and start whenever you want. That's all the right. Beauty of podcasts. I mean, it's going to be fairly long, so
that's true. No point in doing this is all for you, listeners.
It's because we care.
We do. All right. So, GoBob posted on October 16th, 2001 at 11:52 p.m. the following Best of IM conversation. So, do you want a suite bathroom or communal?
Communal. You know, you really get to know people well when you have to urinate next to them.
I think I'd rather have a suite. That way, if there's something wrong, you know who did it and can take them to task.
Yeah, I was kidding anyway. What should we do with the spelling errors?
I usually just glide past them as if.
Okay, we'll do that from now on. Anyway.
Okay. All right. We're learning too, loyal listener. Singular. There's only one.
It will only improve from here.
Okay. Anyway, let's start over. Okay, at the top. So, do you want a suite bathroom or communal?
Communal. You know, you really get to know people when you have to urinate next to them.
I think I'd rather have a suite. That way, if there's something wrong, you know who did it and can take them to task.
Yeah, I was kidding anyway.
I can't tell with you. West Side Campus or East?
Don't mean a thing.
North or South?
Don't matter.
Close to the action or far from it?
So close we can reach out and take the action in our hands.
Well, there's no place like that on campus.
So close we can take a couple minute walk and meet the action. Maybe have some coffee with it or something.
I don't drink coffee, usually.
Well, you wouldn't have to. It's just a general statement. You don't have to drink coffee specifically.
What about tea? Does action like tea?
Nope. Coffee. Black.
Well, then maybe I don't want to meet action. Does Doldrums like tea?
Man, what does it matter what Action drinks? It'll have coffee and you can have something else.
Because if Action doesn't like tea, then we can't have crumpets.
Man, you just don't listen. What the hell does it matter what Action has? It's just an excuse to get together with Action.
Maybe I don't want to get together with Action.
Damn, Action's the finest. Are we going to make this friendly for all audiences?
Well, just say all the words, and we can put a beep over them if necessary.
Okay. Damn, Action's the finest bitch this side of the Continental Divide. You a man's man or something?
I'm a gentleman, thank you very much. I don't take advantage of helpless Actions.
Action knows how to take care of herself, thank you.
Screw Action and her bitches.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, in that spirit, honors floor or no?
That's a hard call. We got a lot of freshmen on an honors floor. We don't have to deal with assholes either.
I say we go with honors, and if we need some action, we go to her place.
Yeah, she's cool about that.
Plus, she's often got friends over who are into it, if you know what I mean. So I say honors.
Sure.
There's a shore floor? Is it like a beach or something?
Yeah, that's it. I'll beach you.
Is it topless? Yeah, you'll beach something.
No doubt.
Guys or girls?
Girls, fool.
Attractive?
Are you dense? Yeah. Of course.
Do they dig me?
Who knows?
You'd better.
Gotta try, though.
No thanks, anyway. I'm not sure I'd want to live in a science fiction movie.
I strongly disagree. Everything is rounded in the future.
Oh, do you now, college boy?
Did I tell you this yet?
Rounded?
Yeah, notice how all old stuff, radios, TVs, etc., are blocky back in the 1950s. In futuristic settings, they're always rounded on the edges.
Okay.
You understand. Rounded edges. Look at it sometime.
What does this have to do with attractive topless women?
Even computers, though I don't like Macs. Those things look sleek and futuristic. Though I don't like Macs, those things look sleek and futuristic, man.
So what?
Nothing will have corners in the future. You said something about a sci-fi novel, right? Or movie.
Oh, gotcha.
You thought I was insane, didn't you?
I was saying that anything where attractive women hang around dorky guys is science fiction, because that doesn't happen in real life. I still think you're insane.
Lyle Lovett. David Copperfield. Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know what you are talking about, so long as you agree.
To ruin the joke, no, you are not correct. Between coughs, I listed two dorky guys who had actual hot chicks.
Damn it, you ruined the joke, bastard. Don't you think I know that?
But your cough suggested you did not. I thought you were mocking my cough joke, so I explained it.
I was mocking your cough joke, but not the way you evidently thought.
The point of the cough joke is that the truth is between the coughs. Like if, for instance, I went, Adam is an ass.
Ah, but you don't understand the point of the counterpoint to the cough, as in, fuck you, bitch.
But you essentially said, I don't know what you're talking about, and it was in coughs, so I thought it was true.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about, as in, I refuse to listen to this potential destroyer of my theory.
Too confusing. I don't blame myself for not understanding.
I do blame you.
Yes, but you're not me.
We are thankful of that.
Yes, we are.
Oh, are we?
Hello, are we you?
Yeah, you'll O-R-we something. All right. That's it, folks. Tune in next week.
Good night.
For more Best of IM Theater.